Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers, to the Real Housewives of Potomac, the reunion part two after show. So tonight, we're going to be talking about the Monique and Candace showdown, finally. And we're going to be talking about whose D Michael really wanted to suck. All that and more coming up for you next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
What's up? What's up, party people? Yay. All right, you guys, let's get into it. I am your host, Erica Edwards, but I couldn't do it without the amazing co-host on this show. So give it up, you guys, for the Real Housewives of Potomac and all things reality, Danny.
Hey, guys.
All right, and all things news and gossip, give it up for Lauren.
Hey, guys.
All right, you guys, this is the reunion part two. Let's just get right into it. So as we start in every show, what did you guys think of overall?
Overall, I was hoping that we would hear from the men because they've been teasing this for so long. But I guess they're going to save the best for last. But it was good. And the showdown with Candace, I think everybody's just coming for Candace. And they're not about to do my girl like that, okay? But we're going to get into that.
Yes, we are. Okay.
I was impressed by this episode. Like we were saying earlier offline, they always make one of the finale episodes extremely boring and unnecessary. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this one moved the story along. It was useful and it was dramatic. So yeah. I was pleased with this one.
As was I. I would agree with both of you guys, mostly Lauren, but I also agree with Danny as well, although I think Candace deserved it. But they did come from her. I'm just kidding. So I actually really liked it because I think sometimes, and we discussed this, three is too much. And I still think three is too much. Yeah. Yeah. But if they bring the men on and the men go toe-to-toe next episode, that would kind of keep the flow. So on both of these, I was entertained. I was awake. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So before we get down to the juicy, let's start off with, well, you guys know what I mean. And let's start off with Robin and Juan.
Oh, my God.
Because that part was kind of cute, but kind of like lame or whatever. So not lame, but just
lame.
Slow.
What
and
was
kind
cute
of like,
about it?
It was like, all right, what's cute about it? It was like a filler 2-3 minutes. Okay. So let's start off with a couple of things. What do you guys feel about Robin in her, first of all, in her future as a flipping house person?
I mean, I think it's something cute. It's something for Robin to do. Like, I think she's pretty good at it. The house looked really good from start to finish, you know?
Yeah.
So I like that for Robin.
Yeah, I like that she's doing something. I mean, she could just be, like, twiddling her thumbs, and I feel like it's going to help her with her confidence that mm-hmm. she's able to, as she said in her own words, prove herself. So, you know, that's what gives you the confidence and boosts your esteem as well, makes you feel like you're, you know, doing things other than just being a mom, then I'm all for that.
Exactly. I totally agree. I mean, I think the real estate market is nowhere near what it used to be back in the day, but she's still, although not making as much as she wanted to, she didn't fall short, which a lot of people absolutely do, lose money, all kinds of stuff. So she actually was able to make a profit. So that was a plus. So that was really, I think, a plus for her. So then they talked a lot about her relationship with Juan and the tattoo thing. And she predicts that they'll get married perhaps within the next year and a half. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't see it. Like, I think that Juan is, like, really comfortable. You know? Like, I just see him being really comfortable. They live together. They sleep together. They have kids together. Every day it's together. So it's like, I feel like he feels like, why get married if we're literally, like, living, we're playing house right now. Yeah. So why? There's no point. I mean,
I think that Robin feels that way a little bit too. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised, I should say. I don't think she's as like, I want to get married. I think it's more so the pressure of everyone else telling her to do it. Because I think, is she necessarily going to be happy being unmarried? No. But I think she's actually okay with how it is. I think the only reason she's saying like, oh yeah, we're going to, let me throw a year and a half out there to kind of quiet people up or to keep this, you know, drag this storyline out. But I think she's actually content. Is she the happiest she could be? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But I think she's content with like shacking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you guys because I do feel that when she mentioned the whole when they got to talking about the tattoo, her thing was like, oh, I want a tattoo, but I don't want it on my body. Or I don't want it, people to be able to see that. And that part, I think, for me, I found perplexing because I was like, I thought the point is to show the world your commitment. Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think about the whole, she's cool with hiding the tattoo, basically?
It was just pointless. What did you get the tattoo for? No one can see it. Like, it's between y'all.
For a storyline. Like, yeah, I don't think she cared. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just, what, of course, like, most, or I won't even want to say that. I hate to say that. But a lot of women, she would like to get married but or, like, be together. But I think she really just got that tattoo to be like, okay, oh, we need a little segment. And
yeah.
I haven't gotten a tattoo yet. And okay. Because, like, she even said, like, you were like, she doesn't want it to be noticeable. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't think she wants to put all her eggs in Juan's basket either.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. However, she's not really checking out too many other baskets because she said she believes that they're monogamous. What did you guys think about that thing?
I think I zoned out on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. I feel like I never heard the response to that.
She was like, as far as we know, as far as I know, or as far as I think, or something like
yeah,
that.
You're
like,
right.
I think we are, and just which kidding. I thought yeah. was kind of cavalier.
Yeah, it's just like, y'all don't have conversations about that. You know, like, you're grown. So that makes me believe that they're just comfortable. Because if you're not having these conversations, then you're just comfortable, like, being friends, living with each other, playing house, you know?
Right.
Yeah, the real concern is just the kids. Like, how confusing would that be? Like,
yeah.
You're gonna, whoever has to marry them boys is going to have to reteach them, and that's too much work.
Right.
For real.
Well, exactly, because she discussed that as well, that part of, I think, part of her pressure is not just the show, but that the kids are old enough to Google and ask all these questions about, are they getting married, when they're getting married, and then he jokingly, in front of the kids, was like, well, let's have a baby girl. So it does seem like it's very confusing to them.
Yeah, I think she's not leaving because of the kids, because they're asking so many questions now. But I think they're both kind of, like, out of the relationship. They're not really, like, all in the relationship. But because of their kids, they're like, okay, they're asking questions. Like, they're like, mommy, when are you going to leave daddy and stuff like that? So it's easier to just be together instead of having to explain, you know.
Yeah, she need to be careful, though. They're not monogamous because they probably aren't. And they're probably having unprotected sex. So just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Health is wealth.
Health is important. However, if they're, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of in between on it because I want her to be happy. So, like, because to me, this is one of the few times she actually on this episode, to me, just kind of seemed bored. Like, she's like, yeah, we need to, you know, put a commitment on the relationship, whatever. She just didn't seem into it. Mm-hmm. And there have been times before where I, you know, wrongfully so, probably got a thirsty vibe from her. But today was the first time where she just came off like, I don't care. We here. We kicking it. You know, I'm getting my checks. And that is the thing that I find, honestly, even more sad. Because it's like, okay, you could be with somebody that you were excited to be with.
Yeah. Right.
So, girl, if you getting it on the side, get it. But whatever. You know, have yeah. fun. Because I just want her to be with someone that she's excited about. Like, that's yeah. the part I feel that's kind of, like,
lacking,
sad, really.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah,
the whole
it is
situation.
Sad.
I'm just, I really, like, in my ideal Real Housewives of Potomac world, Robin will come back next season. What a fine dude. Like,
fine.
Juan or higher.
And Juan would beat him down, and they would realize they were meant to be together
yeah.
forever, and they would get together and remarry at the end of the episode.
Yeah, sorry. And the kids would be, like, the wedding coordinators, and they yes. just pop out and be stars. Yeah.
Yes, and then she'd be on the reunion like, oh my God, I'm pregnant with the girl.
Baby girl, yes.
yes. All right, look at that.
That would be nice.
You Robin guys, Jr.
Right.
We made up an entire season,
right.
but it's gonna be great.
Yeah. We'll bill you, Robin, for
right.
the storyline.
Yes, yes, girl. But we won't bill you too much if you come into the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so but yes, I do want that for her, you know, as you said, either way, with Juan or with whomever. All right, so let's talk about the other sort of like little boring couple before we get into the full Monique thing. We did see a few clips of Monique and Chris. So really, we've discussed this kind of ad nauseum, but Monique really didn't do anything this whole season too much. She was spicy a couple little times with Candace, I want to say, and maybe Giselle, but they did show kind of the pleasant pregnant Monique, which I thought actually, I think it kind of made her a little bit more sane. Like, I've liked her when she was engaged this season, I've liked her better than I ever have, to be honest. But what are your thoughts?
Mm. Yeah, I was just kind of bored with her throughout.
Me too. Like, pleasant or not, it was just, like, boring. Like, her whole storyline this season, they should have cut her off this season and brought in a new cast member, you know, that had a bunch of drama, and then maybe brought her back next season. Because this season, okay, you didn't have anything to offer us, sis.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I feel like they were trying to do that with Katie, though.
Yeah.
Until things went kind of rogue.
And I feel like they that did, was though. Yeah. I mean, Katie brought the fire. She did. She was very interesting. I would have wanted to go back to Katie's house more so than see Monique with her
exactly.
kids for me. Or another doctor appointment. Like, we get it. So
right.
We get it. You have great medical insurance.
Right.
How many times do we have to see you at the doctor?
Like, seriously, for every single appointment, we get it, sis. You go to the doctor. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. And for you to pretend that you're making it a party with your cast members.
Right.
That's doing too much. Just too much. Too much. Too much. And then they even went back to the whole issue with her and her mother-in-law. And I was like, oh my gosh. This is like 85 seasons. She called you a heifer. Like, it's not the end of the world. But,
right. Like,
but maybe for Cal. I don't know. Right. But it's like, okay. So, yeah. So I agree with you all totally on that. I do feel like she was really boring. But I do feel like she wasn't, even with Giselle and even somewhat with Candace, I do feel like this was her first time. She was a little, she wasn't as messy as I found her to be or if I have felt she was in the past. But you're very right. She's also was kind of a snoozer. Mm-hmm. All right. So before we move on to the hotter topics of tonight, Dani has something great to share with you guys.
Yes, I do. We want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. Please make sure to comment, like, subscribe. If you're on iTunes, make sure that you give us a comment, okay? We look at those too. Yes. We love you guys so much, and we love AfterBuzz so much. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in each and every week with us. Watching us do what we love to do, period. Okay?
Period, point blank.
Thank you, guys. And if you're watching right now, go ahead and give us a like because you're already here.
Yes.
So just do.
Yeah, we have, yeah. That does not match, guys. What are you doing? Like, just like the thumbs right. up. Like, we can see who's watching. We know how many of you are.
We see you out there. No.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, you guys. So let's move on. Just we're talking about Monique, let's move on to the big sort of fight or blowout between Monique and Candace. Where do you guys stand on sort of their sort of debate?
I'm team Candace.
Me too. Monique was so irritating this episode. I was like, Monique used to be my favorite on this show.
I used to like Monique.
Me too. She was so irritating. Like,
oh my gosh.
You were a snooze all season, but then you come in here with all this energy. Yeah. Where was this energy, sis, throughout the season? Where was this energy, sis? But you really felt like you had to try Candace up the whole episode and chime into every debate between every person. Girl, what? Where was this energy?
She's trying to secure her next season. Like, so she got to come through on the finale. Like,
I cannot. It made me so mad. She agreed with everything that Ashley said. Ashley could have said that the sky is green and purple, and she would have agreed with it. It was just ridiculous. Like, have your own opinion. I usually like you, but this episode just made me so mad. She was irritating.
Oh, my God. I'll call her out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Back to the corners, people.
Yes, you stay over there, Monique. No, but like, I agree. Not that quite passionate about it, but I do agree. I mean, I think the only reason Monique is going so hard for Candace is because Candace and Giselle have become cool. Because why else is she going that hard against Candace? I just couldn't think of any other rationale. Even if you're cool with Ashley now,
right?
She called you an alcoholic. I just don't get why she's going so hard against Candace over like what? Like, I don't know. For them to have been, like, really good friends. Or there's just something we don't know that happened between them, maybe?
Right.
Like, off the show? But, like, I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, so, all right, don't hate me, you guys.
Ashley entering the chat.
Right. I know. Don't hate me and my 80-year-old husband. Okay, no. So, here's the thing, you guys. Like, I think I'm the reverse. Like, in the past, I actually really didn't like Monique, but maybe that's because I usually like Giselle, so whatever. But the one thing I do think, I agree with you, Danny, as far as, girl, you've been sleep with your pregnant self all this time. Now, all of a sudden, you want to do dances and cartwheels on a show. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that, absolutely. But my thing is, I don't feel like Monique was just coming for Candace in a vacuum. I feel like Candace also has said a lot of crazy stuff. Like, to me, for Candace to act like, okay, Monique is using me to get back within it with Ashley just sounded crazy to me. But what were your thoughts on that?
I really don't know.
I don't think her word, I get what she means. Do I 100% agree? Nah. But I think what she meant is like, you're using, you basically exploited me or exploited our conversation to get Ashley's loyalty or get on Ashley's side. I get what she means, because I agree with Giselle too. Like, why did you have to show the text and Robin? Like, you could have easily have said that without showing text. So I get from Candace's perspective, I was like, okay, so you're throwing me under the bus to get cool with Ashley for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I'm in the middle on that. Like, one, I absolutely agree. Like, girl, if I send you a text, don't show nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're friends. And even if we're not friends, just don't show my text messages. That part I find offense to. However, at the end of the day, as Lauren mentioned, Ashley was the one that called Monique a drunk all last season. So to me, Monique, you know, Ashley was the one who apologized and trying to, like, get the relationship going between those two. So even though she's cool, I don't feel like she needed anything to be cool with Ashley. I don't think.
One thing, though, Monique saying that her squashing squashing the beef with Ashley is why she was, like, cool with Ashley. You squash beef with other people and still not been that cool with them.
Mm. Like with Giselle. How many times have y'all made up?
You and Giselle have made up so many times, but you're not, like, on Giselle's side every time something happens.
Right. That's true. Like, because she's still... I mean, she and Giselle have made up, but from what I can see, they're not forging a friendship. They, like, we're not going to curse each other out and we're going to be friendly on the show. Mm-hmm. So there is that different thing. The only thing I will say is that the way... Maybe it just was the producers because she was bored or whatever. She needed somebody to film with. But they definitely had that sort of thing where they kept filming them about the pregnancy thing and the rainbow baby thing. Mm-hmm. And that... I don't know if that was actually authentic or not, but that's how I feel like, you know, that's kind of why she had to ride this friendship. Because really, like you said, why else would we really have to see her all the time? Because she wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. But,
right.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's legitimate or not in their friendship, but I do feel like she didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. And then my thing is, even if you guys, I agree, the whole legitimacy of this friendship is kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
But even if you guys are cool, that doesn't mean you have to go so hard against Candace. Like, you could have just said, because... My thing is, Candace and Monique were girls last season.
Right.
As far as we knew. So, like, you could call her out privately or just say something to her privately, but you don't have to... Because, like, Candace is cool with Giselle, it seems, and she was still cool with Monique, but she didn't have to go as hard. I just feel like Monique was going so hard against Candace for Ashley, it seemed. And it was like, of all people, like, why that? It's not like it's Karen or something.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Then, on the flip side, for Candace took things that Giselle said, that Monique said and took them to Giselle. And although she didn't show her a text message, she clearly misinterpreted, with all reasonable common sense, what Monique said and when she took it to the Giselle. And so, you know what I'm saying? I think I thought this before when they did that luncheon. Part of me thinks that some of the stuff she's doing is payback because she was mad. At some of the things that Candace was doing, instead of just saying, like, okay, you know, Monique was trying to be so cool this season, but it's like, okay, you were still kind of, kind of doing things behind the scenes. But what do you all think as far as Candace doing? I mean, you know, she clearly misinterpreted what she said. I want to say more than once.
Yeah, that's what foul. I'm trying to think of. What other than the Amistad comment?
It was
because
Amistad, but there was something else.
Yeah, it was.
Believe.
I don't remember.
I don't remember it either. But I was kind of like, okay. Because I think Candace went through sort of like a messy time.
Like two episodes,
yeah.
A little
yeah.
messy
it
two
was like
episodes.
Back to back, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
But at least with the Amistad comment, I believe she acknowledged, even tonight on the reunion that, yeah, I probably shouldn't have went to the, like, that was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I still don't think, was she wrong for that? Yes, right. I agree. Like, it was just messy. Why would you tell her any, why would y'all tell anything about the other to these girls, right?
Right.
Exactly.
But I still don't think, like, oh, she said she's like, oh, I'm a star slave is the same as, like, I don't think it's weighted the same. Like, I don't know.
It's not.
No, because... it's not weighted the same, but... I don't know. It still seems a little sneaky to me, but yeah.
Yeah, it was messy, yeah. But I think she acknowledged that it was messy, and then she did apologize for it to Monique, I believe, on that episode in their luncheon. Like, yeah, I guess I shouldn't have said something. And then tonight, she was like, yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong.
And, but I do, I'm not cutting her slack for that. Like, it was still messy. Like, why'd you do it? But I still don't get, to me, that comment doesn't justify how much Monique is like, yeah, Ashley, yeah, the sky's green. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's not equal. Like,
I think Candace took accountability for messing up the Amistad thing, but Monique doesn't, she doesn't take accountability for that. Wrong,
yeah,
is wrong.
Yeah, that's what I spell.
Showing text messages is very much high school. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Okay.
That is one thing, because to me, I feel like no matter how she feels that she wasn't laughing at Ashley and everybody else was or whatever, she did never admit, like, okay, but it's wrong of me to show my girlfriend's text messages.
Yeah.
She's never apologized for that.
Or
so that's true.
Even to send, because the story has consistently been that Monique was the one that saw the story and sent it to Candace. Is that not messy?
Exactly. That's like, messy to me. If you're my friend, if you're my best friend, or we're close friends, she wasn't best friends with Ashley, but if we're close friends and then you send something scandalous about my husband to another friend, I'm looking at you like, what?
Yeah.
But she never questioned Monique about sending the... Which makes
it
like this
weird
is
happening
so
between
weird.
Them.
But it's not just Monique, because I feel like Ashley is kind of funny about who she decides to come for what.
Yeah,
and she is.
You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like, for a long time, tonight was the first time she kind of really kind of bit back at Giselle. Because mm-hmm. all along, she was kind of, she was upset, and she was irritated, but she wasn't going as hard as she was with Candace, or, you know, later with Karen. You know, this is the first time she kind of has started to stand up to Giselle, too. So I think she does kind of waver on who she's really upset with, and whether it's a joke or it's not a joke. So she's been all over the place with that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Or I definitely think that. So, yeah, and I, now that you're mentioning it, too, with Monique, it was so interesting, because at one point she's like, oh, no, I'm not, you know, I wasn't laughing at you, Ashley. But then she's really quick to be like, well, yeah, I said karma comes back to you.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
She was kind of all over the place, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley seemed okay with that. So, you know, so that part did strike me as weird.
I guess she's just okay with it at this point, because that's the only person that's on her side. Maybe.
Yeah.
So she's just like, I guess I won't go off on Monique because everyone else is against me, or against Michael, really. I don't even think they're all against her, but they all definitely don't.
And did you
Michael.
Catch how Monique was saying that everyone else was laughing at it? And then they were like, wait, all of us were laughing at it? And then Monique says, oh, no, wait, that's not what I meant. What did you mean, sis?
Yeah,
right, exactly. That was my point, too, because Robin jumped in like, well, we all took offense to it because you said we all were doing this. So she was basically throwing everyone else under the bus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to say, I don't know. I mean, she had to probably have laughed at some point, realistically, you know.
Yeah.
So that whole situation just seems off.
Mm-hmm.
With how she's handling it and how, you know. I mean, but I think you're probably right, Lauren. I mean, you got to have a friend or you have no one to film with.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you have to.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to Karen and Giselle. And they're like never ending.
God.
They're always going to fight forever type thing. So, I don't know. They showed so many clips and flashbacks through the producers. I'm like, okay, so this has been an on-again, off-again relationship forever.
Yeah. They're like Robin and Juan.
Right.
A little bit better off,
though. I was going to say, but way more fiery, way more passionate.
Right.
Like, yes, basically like them. So, where did you guys feel about it? Do you all feel like they're equally responsible for the demise of the friendship?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Karen doesn't like to take accountability for it, but, like, I mean, they both are so shady to each other. And, like, we could see throughout this episode, like, a lot... Karen was saying, like, shady stuff to Giselle the whole time.
Yeah.
Every time anything came up, she's like, well, you know, Giselle is like that.
Okay.
She's shady.
Okay. The same way you feel about Monique this episode, that's how I felt about Karen. I was like, Karen, wasn't nobody talking to you? Can you be quiet? Take a breather. We were talking about Robin. We're talking about Ashley. We're talking about anybody. We're talking about Andy. Shut up, Karen. You know what I'm saying? She came for her every little slide comment. You need you a man. It's like...
Yeah, she was doing too much.
I mean, it was really, honestly, really irritating to me.
Yeah, it was a little irritating.
I feel the same about, I agree with both of you. I feel like Monique was that on that side of the couch.
Yeah.
And Karen, that whole couch, they were just like, shut up. Like, because Candace was, Monique was doing that to Candace while she was talking, and Karen was doing the same to Giselle, like, the whole time. But Karen was a little more.
Now, what I found interesting, and I guess I like it because I like Giselle or whatever, but this is like the most kind of mature, I made a mistake, whatever episode I've seen Giselle in a long time. I was like, girl, you're a good actress. But she was right there, like everything. She to me, this is kind of, I don't know, maybe she went to therapy right before the episode. I don't know, but this is sort of the most most mature I've seen her really this whole season. Mm.
All right. It's like, okay, for her, yes, but it's just like you, shout out Lexi, who's not here, but the Giselle fan clubs, like, y'all have such a low bar for her as an adult. Like,
baby steps, people, baby steps. Everybody got to take a baby
step.
She's
a grown woman, and most importantly, a mother of three other soon-to-be women.
Right.
And I just feel like, and I like Giselle. Because she's great TV.
Right.
Like,
she's
Giselle,
hilarious,
I love her. But we still got it, like, y'all just be like, yeah, she did good. She owned her stuff. Like, not really. Like, she owned her stuff, I guess, for Giselle. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like we love her, so we have a different standard for her growth and for her maturity as an adult. Because, you know, she's grown.
Well, no, I agree with you. However, the only reason why I even bring it up is because this season, we saw all these therapy. She was in therapy. So we saw her therapy sessions, and she was still acting a plum fool. And I feel like this is the first time I was like, whoa, Dr. Gann is paying off. Finally, because she was crazy pretty much the whole season. And this is the only time where she's kind of been like, okay, I was wrong for that. And she even apologized to Monique. And it seemed, I don't know, she's a good actress, but it seemed authentic. And that's all I was pointing out.
I don't know.
You don't feel like she
no.
When she said, I came in on 10 and I should have been at 1.2, you don't feel like that was real? Because I thought that was.
That wasn't I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was more of an acknowledgement.
Like, that was an acknowledgement. I came in on 10, I should have been on 1.2. That's not you saying, I'm sorry for snapping on you like that or for...
Because she only really, she's like, well, I'm really sorry to Robin, which I appreciate her.
That, yeah, I appreciated that,
for,
too.
For, like, apologizing to her friend. Because, I mean, it just is what it is. Monique and Giselle, it's just never gonna mix. It's oil and water.
Giselle wasn't sorry about it, though.
But to me, I feel like, okay, I'm not being Team Giselle when I say this. I feel like, okay, if I thought we were in a cool place, and yet again, someone keeps coming to tell me, oh, she said they don't like me, she just said they don't like me, I might not have been like, oh, girl, is something wrong? Like, I would have been like, okay, why are you still talking about me not liking you? Now, I agree that she should have brought it down, but I would be like, why are we still here? And I think that that's a valid point on Giselle's part, not saying that she should have done it or whatever, but I don't feel like she has to apologize for that, because I think that's a valid question, because I thought they had squashed it.
I don't think she has to apologize either, but you said she did apologize, but I don't think she necessarily owes her apology.
I was wrong. I didn't mean to say she apologized. I thought that she was kind of owning it, like she was wrong with what she did.
I got it.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, no, she didn't apologize, because I don't really feel like she should.
Yeah. Mm. I just wish that it didn't happen during Robin's open house. But the whole event, it was kind of normal, because I do agree. Like, Monique was like, why couldn't you just come and talk to me? But, like, we don't have that relationship. It's not me and Robin. Like, our relationship, again, the approach, it was fine, but she was just a little too hyped up at an event.
Exactly.
It was a setting. Like,
exactly.
If it was a different setting, like one of those dinners or something, and it was just not as, like,
Then
it would have been fine, but it was just a little aggressive. But as far as the wording, like, yeah, we ain't girls, like me and Robin.
And I agreed with Giselle when she was like, oh, you were going to hug me? And because I'm one of those people, oh, we're about to play like we fake like each other. How about we don't? Because this is what happened. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I mean, hey.
Exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Well, Giselle, try to keep. I'm here for you, girl. Try to keep it up. Try to act like a grown up for the third episode. All right. So, moving on to kind of how we rounded out and ended up the reunion, talking back again. We're back to Michael and the allegations. And finally, as if we all didn't already know.
Right, we called it.
I mean, but come on, let's keep it real. Now, who else would anybody let's keep it 100 here. Yeah. Like, you know, really, Juan is the hottest husband. So, well, so far, because who knows who's coming up next.
Right.
But, so, where do you guys stand with it? As far as now the girls are saying that there were other rumors about him doing stuff with other producers, and it kind of seemed like a lot kind of was coming out at Ashley right here at the end. What do you guys think about it?
I hate it for Ashley, actually, because, like, if I put myself in Ashley's position, I'm uncomfortable, you know, right, with all of these. You want to stand up for your husband and, you know, like, be by his side through all of this. But this is embarrassing. And Ashley's saying he didn't have to, like, apologize to me, girl. He should have apologized to you for embarrassing you, even if it wasn't true. You know, like, having those allegations and then your name, your face plastered over, you know, everything.
Well, here's the thing I thought about that. When she was saying he didn't owe me an apology, I felt like, because everybody was kind of talking at the same time, that things were kind of crossed. He owed her an apology for saying, I would suck such and such and such. That he did do. That he, you know, I mean, I think we're pretty sure he said that. So, you know, I mean, you know, as opposed to the allegations where he got off on. You know, so to me, I feel like, yeah, you know, I'm sorry that I was, because he don't really remember what he said. He was really drunk. He probably said something inappropriate. And we show a clip where he's like, I think I may have said something I'm going to regret or whatever. He knows he said something wrong. I think he does owe an apology for that.
Yeah, he does.
You know?
Yeah, I do. It just sucks for Ashley that she's getting all this heat, but I guess that's part of, like, what happens when you marry somebody. I don't know, you marry, but you're a partner with them, so you kind of have to go down. But it does suck. Like, everyone's jumping on her. They're bringing up the other producers. But at the same time, it could just be karma. And it also could be that she's just not that whole keeping up appearances attitude or, like, approach she took to it, I think is kind of biting her in the butt. Because I think if she would have been, like, open and been like, yeah, this is, like, really difficult for me right now. I appreciate if you guys, like, calm down. But she kept smiling and acting. And that's kind of what Giselle and Robin will keep saying. Like, well, you acted like it was a joke, so we didn't think it was a big deal. And Karen, too. Like, we didn't realize how serious it was. But I think if she would have said it, they probably would have still been messy behind her back. But I don't think it would have been to the extent that it was, maybe.
It's tough with these girls because, as you mentioned, she has gone hard in the past, like with Robin and with, you know, with everyone. So it's like, I feel like everybody felt justified in going hard on her. And, you know, and if she had shown a vulnerability, it's kind of like, you know, with dogs or whatever, you can't really show you're scared because then I feel like they'd go after you.
But if you're not going to show you're scared, then you can't be mad when they're still going after you, though.
Right.
Like, you got to choose one. You can't
it's
be
tough.
Like, I'm tough and everything's fine. Oh, but don't talk about, like, which one. You got to choose one.
You're right. Challenging though.
I wanted to ask too, did you guys, how she kind of said, like, yeah, I just felt like Robin was starting his sausage rumor in, like, a response to what Ashley did to her about Juan seeing other women in past seasons?
Right.
I thought that was kind of a reach.
That was a reach for sure.
I don't think Robin's been carrying that around with her. Like, did it probably feel good a little bit? Yeah. But I don't think she would devise a whole plan.
Right.
Chris and all these other people involved.
Right. Robin now, doesn't seem like that type of person.
Exactly. And then, first of all, I think, like, it's too much. I think, I don't know, I'm on the fence about the grabbing thing, but I definitely feel like he said something inappropriate. What it was or who it was, whatever. I mean, he probably did say that. So I kind of do believe that to be true. And I think that, yeah, it's too much. It wasn't that deep. I mean, she probably knew Juan was seeing somebody else anyway. I mean, you know, D.C., people know stuff. So I don't think she was that offended by that, for one. And then for two, I just don't think Robin cares that much about Ashley.
Me either.
To even try to pay her back. Like, they weren't any, you know. She's like, you're not my arch enemy, and you're not my best friend. That's why I told you. So I feel like she was kind of indifferent, and that's how she handled it.
I agree, and I think Ashley even, like, coming to that conclusion in her mind really shows her character. Because I think that's more telling of what you may have done. But I don't think that really even fits, like, what we know about Robin. But it's like, okay, so that's something you're probably going to try to do to somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Or, at a minimum, I think Ashley, instead of really looking at her marriage and looking at what's going on with Michael, because really from season one, he's had some adjustment issues with grabbing men. instead of looking at her marriage, she's finding all these other ways, like all these other things to sort of obsess about. And, oh, they're after me. They're all going to get me. Instead of like being like, okay, well, what's
exactly
really going on with Michael?
I agree. So. 100%.
Joseph Boza in the comments says, Ashley is in denial that her husband could be either bisexual or gay.
Yeah. I don't think she's in denial. I think if he is, Ashley may know. I think she's just trying to do this bad cover up job. She needs some media training.
Either she's in denial to herself or only in denial to us.
Yeah.
We do not know, but there's something going on, and I feel like that actually would be interesting TV, to be honest, to kind of see what the real is on that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So that's pretty much it for this part of the reunion, which, as we said, was actually very entertaining.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So pretty good. So before we get out of here, we're going to do some tweets, you guys. So let's bring them up. These were kind of like fun tweets. I think not true. We all knew it was one. Desiree Doe. Yes, girl. We all knew it. We all knew it. We all knew it.
But it's funny that Juan just laughed.
I know. And I figured she had told him. Okay, 208 Poolside. Candace reminds us that she grew up wealthy any chance she gets. Can someone remind Candace that her mother pays her mortgage? Boom. Yeah, like, I'm sorry. That's what I felt. All right. Hashtag Karen loves to throw in Giselle's face that she's not married. Girl, let that go. If it's not bothering Giselle, why is it bothering you?
Marriage is not everything. Like, I don't know why Karen keeps acting like that.
I guess maybe she's just coming because she feels that something she has over Giselle.
Yeah,
maybe.
But it's like, okay.
And to be honest, I don't think that we've known of, but Lauren has said she's always felt it's been on the down low. Since Giselle's been on the show, I ain't really never seen her get no steady D. So, you know, and they're like, oh, you're so much nicer. And I'm like, well, we didn't see that. So maybe she had somebody on a side hustle that the girls knew about that
off
we didn't know
season.
About. Yeah, some. Because I was like, she always been, like, solo, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
All right, Real Housewives. Juan is so fine when he stepped out of that car. Woo, child. Right. I am not sliced. I know everyone thinks that. Right. That is not me, but I had those exact thoughts.
Right.
Oh, God. All right, and Ashley is in denial about her husband. Yes.
Yeah.
It just is
in marriage.
Is.
Yeah. She's in denial about everything.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So before we get out of here, do y'all have any predictions for the
your AfterBuzz TV predictions?
All right. I predict that we will finally get to see what the men think. I'm so excited for next episode. All it is tea, and I want to see every excuse that Michael comes up with, so I can read him when we get back to this table. Okay?
Yeah, that preview. That preview of season finale, part three, was just so juicy. Like, they set that up. I'm like, I'm ready. Like, let's do this right now. The men are not playing. White Chris is not playing either. I feel like he's going to have some receipts. I'm really excited. And we'll see how Michael dances around everything. I'm excited.
Exactly. I am totally excited. I want Michael to come in with footage that vindicates himself. Or I want Chris, the white Chris. I think he's going to fight somebody. He's looking very aggressive. And he just looks mad. He looks like... And then it's interesting because we even saw Ray getting a little messy. Mm-hmm. So it's me interesting. I think when the men come, what I really want to see is Juan. Because Juan is the only one to me who seems like through it all, he's basically, I'm just cool. And if he remains cool by the end of... I think he will because that's... I think he will.
She knows her man.
But, right, I know my boo. But but I want to see, does he still stay cool with Michael? Because I feel like all the other men are turning against Michael. And that's what I want to see.
Joseph Boza said, I would like to be a fly in the viewing room when they watch it. Because Danny will read the husband from left to right. Period. So make sure that you tune in because I will be reading next week.
Can we judge the husband suits? Because I feel like we always do that for the women. But looks the best? Who's the best dressed husband?
I was looking at what they were wearing coming up to. I was like, well, why is he wearing that? What does he have on? So we absolutely will do that for you guys next week because it's all about the men.
We'll be ranking them.
Yes, we will.
Just like they rank women.
Exactly. And we're going to come with the photos. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Before we get out out of here. Ladies, can you tell them where they can find you?
Hey, guys, you can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
You guys can find me on Instagram at The Danny B.
All right, you guys, and I am Erica Edwards, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. Ciao for now, folks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.